everybody. Welcome to the BizWin Consulting Podcast. Today, we are going to discuss the topic of account planning and management. And to discuss this, I have the founding partner for BizWin Consulting, Mr. Aurojit Ganguly. Welcome, Aurojit, to this podcast.
Thank you, Sushil. How are you doing today?
All well. Thank you, Aurojit. So, account planning and management, one of the most basic fundamentals of any marketing and sales team, but is also probably one of the most challenging one. How does BizWin Consulting manage account planning for customers, and what are its skill sets that it brings to the table?
Well, thanks, Sushil. This is a topic which is very close to my heart. And you have just kind of hit the nail on the head. In terms of approach of any sales and management related problems, BizWin focuses on two aspects, the structural aspect and the quantitative aspect. And this account management, account planning is no different. So we approach the problem of account planning, account management through structural analysis and through quantitative modeling. So this is how it is. And in fact, by account planning, account management, the first thing we set is, what are the objectives? When we go to our client, they come to us and they say, okay, fine, we have issues and challenges with account planning and account management objective, account management. The first thing we look at it is obviously we do an ASIS analysis and identify the challenges they are facing. But the whole approach is driven by five objectives, which I would say are overarching in any account planning, account management initiative. And these five objectives of account management are, number one, account retention. This is very important. One of the most important aspects of and objectives of account management is you must retain that account. Number two is account dominance. There might be many other players in the same account. How do we ensure that we are dominating or we are the dominant player in that account? Number three is cross-selling and upselling our portfolio offerings. This is the third objective of account management. When we get inside an account, which typically get inside by selling a part of our portfolio, but as we penetrate that account, the objective should be to leverage relationship and bring in as much of the portfolio as much is relevant to the customer's business situation improvement. And number four is, how do we minimize the account management servicing cost? As we get along with the managing the account, typically there's a cost associated with managing that account. So one of the objectives, or the fourth objective of account management, should be to keep that cost under control vis-a-vis the business that we are getting from that account. And the fifth or the final objective that we set for any account planning, account management initiative is, how do we maximize the customer lifetime value? So these are the five primary objectives which we set in place while we enable our clients to improve their account planning, account management initiatives. I hope that helps, Sushil.
Absolutely. I understand that BizWin has a framework of account management, which you have very briefly elaborated. But is there some kind of a methodology which can be implemented at a department level, at an individual contributor level, which BizWin brings to the table?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, BizWin has created a very unique framework inspired by the Malcolm Baldrige model of business excellence. This is a sales excellence based model. And we do have a very structured and quantitative approach of account planning, account management, which is applicable for adoption at individual level, also at the team level. And I will elaborate a bit here, but in the interest of time, I won't go too much into the detail. See, our approach is based on 10 steps. The first step, or step one, is account profiling. So when we work with our clients who want to kind of improve their account planning, account management, we tell them, first do step one, account profiling. And here, there are three areas that needs to be covered. Number one is the business details of the account that you want to plan for or profile for. And that includes all relevant business details, line of business, market share, investors, what are the financials, what had been the growth, what are the credit ratings, everything. Next, the SWOT analysis of that customer. And what about the customer's customers or the account's customers? And who are the account's competitors? So there has to be a summarized assessment of that. And then obviously the third very obvious area is the organization structure, who are their partners, who are the channels. So this comprises at a very high level the account profiling. Next, we work on step two, which is account strategy. And this starts with what we call account scoring. This is where our quantitative approach comes into the play. Now, you may be familiar with many companies in the world who differentiate their accounts based on size. They call it different names, the nomenclature differs. Someone called geo accounts for small, mid-size account, key accounts, large accounts, so on and so forth. But this categorization is mostly driven by senior management's perception and certain assumptions. However, we in BizWin have strived well to remove the subjectivity in account categorization and introduce this account scoring, whereby we have a very exhaustive quantitative method of categorizing the accounts, and the outcome is you can actually have three or four buckets of accounts. You can call them A, B, C, D, and put the appropriate accounts based on the scoring in the different buckets. Why we are doing it? Because the value relevance, the competitive aspects, the approach would be different for different account categories. And this is what we do in step two. We also mobilize the necessary resources and plan the initiatives based on which category that particular account belongs to. The third step is establish objectives. Again, this is defined by the account categorization. Once we know which category of account it belongs to, we set the right business goals, next the relationship goals and the milestones. So these are the objectives, three objectives: business goals, relationship goals, and the milestones, which are set in step three. So far we have covered three steps: account profiling, account strategy, and establishing objectives. In the fourth step, we have action plan. What we do here, we define unequivocally the roles and responsibilities in this account management. Different people would play different roles. If it is a large account, you would have account directors, account managers, account executives, so on and so forth. If it is a small account, maybe one or two people would manage. So the roles in terms of technical, financial, in terms of issue escalation. So those roles, responsibilities are outlined and defined. Next step in action plan is monitoring the milestone. What should be the frequency and who would do what? Some milestones are monitored weekly, some are monthly. So those are also set. And then certain direction on corrective actions are also outlined in this action plan step. That completes step four. Then we go to the step five, which is the mapping of the decision-making process. Now here we tell our clients that it's very important that they must understand the buying habits of their customer, the cycle through which they buy, the offerings that you are offering. And then we get into a very quantitative and structured analysis, what we call the 5P analysis, which enables to understand the account's decision-making authority and the relative levers, the power levers, which are there in the account. And then we push and enable our client to build an account status sheet with a lot of other relevant details. So these are the first five steps. And it's not necessarily that you have to go through these steps in a sequential manner. Some of these steps can go parallelly. So in the first five steps, what we are doing is account profiling, account strategy, establishing objectives, fourth is action plan, and fifth is mapping the decision-making process. So then I will describe the remaining five steps. Step six is building relationship. How do we create and mapping an outline for building the relationship? Here we start with what we call the account history. If it's a new account, you may or may not have a direct history, but you may have some understanding of their history with a competitor. But if it is your existing account, obviously there would be positive, negative, or neutral history, which you need to summarize. Then understand what are the account penetration points. You know, we have to identify that and make sure that penetration points can be a business situation, penetration points can be people, penetration points can be resources, penetration points can be channels. So based on that, we have to have a clear account penetration strategy. And we do it in a mechanism which is beyond the scope of today's discussion, which we call customer connect and customer mindshare. It's a very nice approach. But anyway, for the interest of time and brevity, I'll not go into the details. Coming back to the step six, building relationship. The next area which comes after account penetration is a proper mapping of issue resolution and recognition. Now, this is an area some of the, even the top organizations in the world miss out. They work on issue resolution, but they forget to ask the customer for a recognition where a very complex issue is resolved to the satisfaction of the customer. This is something which we always bring in. We tell our clients, make sure if you're resolving the issue to the satisfaction, you get recognized. So that is a structure for that which we bring in. Step seven is identifying strategic requirements. So this is where we enable our clients to identify and align with the accounts roadmap, business roadmap. We enable our clients to extract the key and the critical needs and also summarize the upcoming wants and challenges. Next comes step eight. Here we enable our clients to understand the account's new opportunities, how to analyze it, how to study their financial report and assess what kind of new opportunities can come your way. Next comes, we coach the account managers and the account directors how to be anticipative in nature, how to be proactive in nature in terms of business presentation, compelling value proposition, and solicitation of the right opportunities at the right time, and present your solution in a very compelling way. Next, we do a quick 5-why analysis. We enable our clients to understand the potential of an opportunity and how to also differentiate in terms of that particular opportunity. How do you present your differentiator and substantiate that so that you stand high as an expert practitioner in the eyes of the account? Next comes step 9, which is analyzing competitors. Now, this is very important. As I was saying a little earlier, account dominance. This is linked to account dominance. Now, in an account, especially in large accounts, there will be multiple players offering similar or competitive services. So how do you analyze and how do you kind of ensure that you retain a dominant role? So there is a way for that. There are, again, three focus areas here: how to understand the past performance, then current strategy, strength and weakness, and then how do you create the right perception about you, which should be differentiated and create an expert practitioner's positioning in the perception of your customer. So this is step 3. And finally, in the step 4, we put all the quantitative aspects in a summarized form. And this includes the activity milestone, the customer lifetime value improvement, and also this includes the customer satisfaction or the NPS, whatever the case may be, rolling out, so summarizing the feedback, and again going back to step 1. So I have repeated what were the first 5 steps. Let me also repeat the last 5 steps. Step number 6 is building relationship. Step number 7 is identifying strategic requirements. Step number 8, analyzing new opportunities. Step number 9 is analyzing the competitors in that account. And finally, step number 10 is measure and manage. So this is a very comprehensive approach that Bizwin brings in for account planning and account management. And so far, we have rolled this structure out in multiple engagements with different kinds of clients from all walks of industry. And everywhere it has worked like a charm. So, Sushil, I'm very glad that you brought up this point and we could discuss it, these points. That I think these are all very important for any account manager.
Okay. So what I understand is not only does Bizwin have the framework to look at account planning and management at a forest level, but it has the methodology of implementing that at a grassroots level, as we call it, at the tree level, at the individual contributor level, to have the most effective account management plan. Quickly, Arijit, can you tell me about Bizwin? What are the areas that it provides consulting to its customers? And what are the areas that Bizwin focuses on? And I would love to hear that too.
Well, Sushil, I think you have tapped the wrong button because I can go on for a day. You start on what Bizwin does. But again, I mean, jokes aside, see, BizWin is a specialized sales management consulting firm for B2B companies. So we work with B2B companies across the world and bring in solutions which they can see in a time-bound fashion. And this is delivered by experts, each with 20 to 40 years of experience, having held leadership roles in small, mid-size, and Fortune 500 companies across the world. And every solution that we bring in is backed by our unique Sage framework and advice methodology. And the kind of benefits which our clients see vary from increasing sales growth by 30 to 60% in 12 months timeline, demand generation improvement by about 30% in 4 to 5 months timeline, proposal conversion improvement in 4 to 5 month timeline by 25 to 30%, and so on and so forth. And so, incidentally, this is something very interesting. BizWin is one of the very few consulting firms in the world which covers strategic, tactical, and administrative aspects of sales and marketing under one roof. So there are very few companies in the world who can do it, actually.
Great.
So that's pretty much the summary. As I warned you, if you give me more time, I'll go on.
Okay, great. No, thank you very much for your time, Arijit. I think we've got a very good idea about the account planning and management capabilities of BizWin and what BizWin does at an overall level. I'd love to chat with you again on other aspects that BizWin can help clients and customers with. But today, thank you for your time on sharing thoughts on the account planning and management aspect of BizWin Consulting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sushil.
Bye.
Have a great day.